I nodded once, not quite able to smile at his joke. Adrenaline pulsed through my veins as the realization of danger slowly sank in. He could smell that from where he sat. His smile turned mocking. I'm the world's best predator, aren't I? Everything about me invites you in. My voice, my face, even my smell. As if I need any of that. Unexpectedly, he was on his feet, bounding away, instantly out of sight, only to appear beneath the same tree as before, having circled the meadow in half a second. As if you could outrun me, he laughed bitterly. He reached up with one hand and, with a deafening crack, effortlessly ripped a 2-foot-thick branch from the trunk of the spruce. He balanced it in that hand for a moment, and then threw it with blinding speed, shattering it against another huge tree, which shook and trembled at the blow. And he was in front of me again, standing 2 feet away, still as a stone. As if you could fight me off, he said gently. I sat without moving, more frightened of him than I had ever been. I'd never seen him so completely freed of that carefully cultivated facade. He'd never been less human or more beautiful. Face ashen, eyes wide, I sat like a bird locked in the eyes of a snake.